God bless you all. Palm Sunday is a special day that teaches us a lot about peace, prophecy, expectations, and the true nature of Jesus as a king. This day is remembered because it's when Jesus entered Jerusalem and everyone welcomed him by waving palm branches. Get it? Palm Sunday. As a kid, I always looked at my hands trying to figure what this was all about. This special event in history shows us that Jesus is a king, but not the kind we usually think of with crowns and castles. Instead, this teaches us about peace and loving others. The story also fulfills old prophecies, which are like promises made long ago about what would happen in the future. Who'd have think it, right? Well, people back then expected a powerful ruler, but Jesus showed that a true power comes from being kind and peaceful. Palm Sunday helps us understand the important lessons Jesus wanted to share about how to live and treat each other. Now, let's talk about prophecy. What makes Palm Sunday really interesting is how it was predicted or prophesized long before it happened, and this is shown in the Bible. The story of Palm Sunday is told in all four Gospels in the New Testament of the Bible. These books are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In the Bible, it describes how people laid down their cloaks and palm branches on the road to honor Jesus as he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. This was a sign of respect and welcome, kind of like rolling out a red carpet today. But the part about Palm Sunday being prophetic comes from the Old Testament, which is the first part of the Bible and was written before Jesus was born. It's the prophetic part because that's really big, showing how intense Palm Sunday is. The prophet Zechariah, hundreds of years before Jesus' time, said something really specific that points to Palm Sunday. In Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, it says, "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, lowly and riding on a donkey on a colt, the foal of a donkey." And that is in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. This prophecy is amazing because it describes exactly what happened on Palm Sunday. Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, just like Zechariah said the king would. So when we celebrate Palm Sunday, we're not just remembering an event from Jesus' life, we're also seeing how the Bible's prophecies came true. It shows that the events of Jesus' life were part of a plan that was talked about long before they happened. This is one of the reasons why Palm Sunday is an important and meaningful day in our Christian faith. Now let's talk about the connection of Holy Week as it relates to Palm Sunday. Holy Week is a very important time that includes Palm Sunday, Good Friday, and Easter or Resurrection Sunday, each with its own special story and lessons backed by verses from the Bible. Palm Sunday kicks off the week with a celebration. It's when Jesus entered Jerusalem and everyone was so excited to see him that they waved palm branches. This day shows us Jesus is a unique kind of king who brings peace and teaches love. The Bible tells this story in Matthew chapter 21, verse 9. That's Matthew chapter 21, verse 9, where people shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then we gave Good Friday. We have Good Friday. A sad day because it's when Jesus was crucified. It seems odd to call it such a day good, but it's named for the great love Jesus showed by sacrificing himself for us. This act of love and forgiveness is described in John chapter 19, verse 30, when Jesus said, "It is finished," and bowed his head and gave up his spirit, showing he completed his mission of love. After Good Friday comes Easter Sunday, which is Resurrection Sunday, a joyful day celebrating Jesus rising from the dead. This amazing event gives everyone hope because it shows that love and life will always triumph over death. Easter's message, or Resurrection Sunday's message, of new beginnings and hopes is captured in Mark chapter 16, verse 6, where an angel tells the visitors to Jesus' tomb, "He has risen. He is not here." Throughout Holy Week, from the joyful welcome on Palm Sunday through the reflection of Good Friday to the celebration of Easter or Resurrection Sunday, there are many lessons about love, sacrifice, hope, and starting over. These days remind us of the teachings of Jesus and how they guide us to be kind and loving people, as shared in these Bible stories. Now let's put our focus back on Palm Sunday. It's story time now. Ready for a story? Once upon a time, in a land far away, there was a city filled with excitement and buzz. See, the opening credits to the movie is starring a king. Now, the city, called Jerusalem, was about to witness an event that people would talk about for thousands of years as we do today. This event was the beginning of what we now call Palm Sunday. It all started when Jesus, the Son of God, known for his wise teachings and miraculous deeds, decided to enter Jerusalem. But Jesus didn't enter the city like any Clint Eastwood on a horse in a movie, or even as kings usually would on a mighty horse. Instead, he chose a young donkey, fulfilling an ancient prophecy that said, "See, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey." As Jesus approached the city, a large crowd gathered. They had heard of his teachings and miracles, and they wanted to see this man who was so different from others. People took off their cloaks and spread them on the road before him, a sign of honor and respect, as rolling out a red carpet for royalty. Others cut branches from palm trees and waved them in the air, laying some on the path in front of Jesus. This was their way of saying, "We welcome you, we honor you." The crowd began to shout, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." These words were a mix of plea and of praise. Hosanna means save, please, showing that the people saw Jesus as Savior, someone who could bring them hope and freedom. The Hebrew root words Yasha, which means deliver and save, and Anna, which is beg, beseech, combined to form Hosanna, which literally means, "I beg you to save," or "please deliver us." When the crowds shouted Hosanna as Jesus entered Jerusalem, they were acknowledging him as their Messiah and crying out for salvation. The title Son of David was a nod to Jesus' royal lineage, linking him to the great King of David of their past and the promises of a future king who would bring peace. This moment was significant not just for the immediate joy and celebration it created. It was a scene that fulfilled prophecies from long before. Prophecies that spoke of a king who would come to Jerusalem in peace, not in war, riding on a donkey. This event marked the beginning of what would be an extraordinary week, a week of both great celebration and great sorrow at the time and with current understanding. As Jesus entered Jerusalem that day, the people saw him as a king, but he was a different kind of king. He didn't come to overthrow governments or lead armies. He came as a king of peace, love, and humility. This day, today, Palm Sunday, was the start of a journey that would lead to the greatest sacrifice of all, showing the depth of Jesus' love and the true reason he came into the world. The story of Palm Sunday is a story of expectation, of joy, and of prophecy fulfilled. It's a reminder that sometimes the greatest strength is found not in power and might, but in love, peace, and humility. And as we remember Palm Sunday, we're reminded of the beginning of a story that would change the world forever. Now, let's talk about Palm Sunday as deep stuff. Let's understand it better. When theologians and Bible scholars talk about Palm Sunday, they dive into some pretty deep and interesting topics. They are the kind of things that might make you think a bit harder about why Palm Sunday is so important in Christianity. Let's break down a couple of these deep topics. First, scholars look at Palm Sunday as a moment of great irony, right? Irony is when something happens that's opposite of what you expect. On Palm Sunday, Jesus enters Jerusalem and everyone is cheering for him like he's a king. Back then, they're celebrating because they expected Jesus to be a powerful leader who will change their lives in the ways they expect, like getting rid of the Romans who were in charge at the time. But the twist is, Jesus didn't come to be that kind of king. His idea of being a leader was about serving others, peace, and showing love. So when theologians talk about this, they're interested in how Palm Sunday shows the difference between what people expected of Jesus and what he actually came to do. Another deep topic is the symbolism of the donkey. Back in the Bible times kings and important people would ride horses if they were going to war, but they ride donkeys as a sign of peace. By choosing to ride into Jerusalem on a donkey, Jesus was sending a message that he was bringing peace, not war. This was a big deal and something that scholars and theologians spend a lot of time discussing. They think about how Jesus's choice of the donkey over a horse was a way to show his true purpose and what kind of kingdom he was leading, one based on peace and love, not power and fighting. Lastly, they talked about how Palm Sunday connects to the Old Testament prophecies. The Old Testament is full of predictions about the coming of a Savior or Messiah. Palm Sunday is seen as a fulfillment of these prophecies, especially the one in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, about a king coming on a donkey. And again, it says, "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, in a colt, the foal of a donkey." This connection between the Old and New Testament is something scholars find very significant. It shows that Jesus' life and actions were part of a bigger story that was planned long before. So when theologians and Bible scholars talk about Palm Sunday, they're looking at all these deep meanings and symbols. They see it as a day that's not just about a parade with palm branches, but as a day full of irony, peace, and prophecy. It's a day that makes you think about who Jesus was and what he stood for. Now, let's talk about how this all connects to courage and hope. Let's look at the first one, courage. So courage is a really great word that often makes us think of heroes in movies who seem to have no fear at all. But in real life, courage isn't about not feeling scared. It's about feeling scared, but deciding to keep going anyways. Imagine you're standing at the edge of a high diving board at the pool. Looking down makes your stomach flip, and every part of you is shouting, "No way!" That fear is totally normal. It's your body's way of saying, "Hey, this could be risky." But courage steps in when you take a deep breath and jump anyway. It's not that you're not afraid, you definitely are, but you choose to move forward despite that fear. That's real bravery. It's doing the right thing, trying something new, or facing a challenge even when you're tempted to run the other way. This idea also applies to everyday situations. Speaking up in class when you're worried about saying the wrong thing, standing up for a friend who's being bullied, or trying out for a team when you're not sure you'll make it. All of these take courage. You might feel nervous or afraid, but you do these things anyways because you know they're important. The saying, courage isn't about the absence of fear, but about moving forward in spite of it, teaches us about being brave doesn't mean you have to be fearless. Instead, it means recognizing your fear, acknowledging it, and then taking a step forward anyways. This kind of courage is something everyone can show. It's about making a choice to not let fear hold you back. So the next time you're faced with something that scares you, remember that feeling afraid is just part of the journey. Being courageous is choosing to go on that journey despite the fear. The next one, hope. Hope is a powerful word that brings a lot more than just wishing for things to happen. It's like having a flashlight in the dark guiding us forward. When we hope, it's not just about sitting back and thinking, it would be nice if things were better. Instead, hope is like a strong belief in our hearts that things can and will get better, even if it's hard to see it how right now. This belief in something better doesn't just sit quietly inside us. It pushes us to do something. For example, if you hope to get better at basketball, you don't just sit on the couch thinking about it. That hope makes you get up, practice shooting hoops, and maybe even join the team. It's your hope for improvement that drives you to put in the effort. Hope can also inspire us to help others and make a difference in the world. When we see people in tough situations, hope can motivate us to lend a hand, like donating food to a food bank or standing up for a friend who's being treated unfairly. It's believing that our actions can make things better, not just for us, but for others too. So hope is so much more than wishful thinking. It's a powerful belief in a better future that encourages us to take steps forward, making that future a reality. It's about not giving up, even when things seem really tough. Hope keeps us going, helps us face challenges, and inspires us to make the world a better place, one small action at a time. Now let's talk about the lessons of courage and hope. We just talked about what they were. Palm Sunday is a special day that teaches a lot about courage and hope. And it also shows us the incredible character of Jesus, who was full of both. Let's dive into how Palm Sunday is a lesson of courage, hope, and the character of Jesus, along with some Bible verses that highlight these themes. First up, courage. Palm Sunday was the day Jesus entered Jerusalem, knowing very well that difficult times were ahead. He knew that this journey into the city would lead to his crucifixion. Yet he went forward showing immense bravery. The act of courage is captured in the Bible, like in Matthew chapter 21, verse 5, which says, "Say to daughter Zion, see your king come to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." This verse shows Jesus fulfilling prophecy with determination, riding into Jerusalem, not on a war horse, but on a donkey, symbolizing peace, not fear. Now, let's talk about hope. The people who welcomed Jesus into Jerusalem with palm branches and shouts of Hosanna were filled with hope. They saw Jesus as the one who would bring them a brighter future. Hosanna means save, please, and their shouts were a sign of their hope in Jesus as a Savior. This moment of hope is reflected in John chapter 12, verse 13, where it says, "They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." This shows the deep hope that people had in Jesus and the change he represented. The character of Jesus, filled with courage and hope, is something truly special. Despite knowing the suffering he would face, he entered Jerusalem with peace and love. His actions teach us about the kind of courage that faces challenges head on and the kind of hope that sees beyond the present struggles to a better future. Jesus' character is a model for us, showing us how to live with bravery and optimism no matter what we're facing. Now let's talk about how we apply all of this in our lives. As Christians, we can learn a lot from Palm Sunday about courage and hope, and we can use these lessons. We can use these lessons in our own lives in some pretty awesome ways. First, let's talk about courage. Remember how Jesus entered Jerusalem knowing he would face tough times ahead? That's like being brave even when we know something as hard is coming up. For us, this could mean standing up for what's right, even if it's not the popular thing to do. Maybe there's someone at school who's being picked on and you decide to be their friend, even if others might make fun of you too. That's showing courage, just like Jesus did. Now let's talk about hope. The people cheering for Jesus with palm branches were super hopeful about the future. They believed that Jesus was going to make things better. We can have that same kind of hope when things get tough. Like if you're having a hard time in school, job, or dealing with family problem, you can keep believing that things will get better. This hope can encourage you to keep trying and to make positive changes by reaching out to the Holy Spirit for His great help. So how do we actually do this? One way is by praying and asking God to help us to be brave and hopeful, just like Jesus. Think of the word pray, P-R-A-Y. Praise, repent, ask, and yield. So praise God for who He is. Repent from your old ways. Ask the Holy Spirit for guidance and yield to God's commandments. That's pray. Another way is by reading scripture and stories from the Bible about people who showed courage and hope. which can give us ideas and inspiration. That's a revelation. We can also look for ways to spread hope and courage to others. This might mean cheering up a friend who's feeling down or volunteering in our community to help it make it a better place. When we do things like this, we're not only making ourselves stronger, but we're also helping to spread Jesus's message of love and hope to the world. So what can we pray about? Let's talk about what we can pray about. Based on the lessons we learned from Palm Sunday, there are several things we can pray about. Number one, courage. Just like Jesus showed courage when he entered Jerusalem, knowing that what was ahead, we can pray for courage in our own lives. We can ask God to help us be brave when we're facing something scary or challenging. Our prayer could be something like, "Dear God, please give me the courage to do what's right, even when it's hard, just like Jesus did on Palm Sunday." Now, number two, we can pray about hope. Palm Sunday teaches us about hope as the people welcomed Jesus, hoping he would bring change. And he did, right? We can pray for hope in our own lives, especially during tough times. A prayer for hope might be, "God, help me stay hopeful and trust in a better future, even when things seem difficult," just like the people who welcomed Jesus with hope in their hearts. That's an example. Number three, peace. Jesus entered Jerusalem on a donkey, and that was a symbol of peace, not of war. We can pray for peace in our hearts, in our homes, and in the world. A simple prayer for peace could be, "Lord, please fill my heart with your peace and help me spread that peace to others around me." And number four, humility. Jesus showed humility by choosing a donkey for his entry into Jerusalem. We can pray to be humble in our own lives to serve others and not to seek glory for ourselves. Our prayer might be, "Dear God, teach me to be humble like Jesus, to serve others lovingly and to value kindness over being the center of attention." And number five, love and kindness. The way Jesus was welcomed into Jerusalem shows the love and kindness of the crowd. We can pray to show love and kindness in our actions towards others. A good prayer could be, "God, help me to love others the way you love me, to be kind and welcoming to everyone I meet," just as Jesus was loved and welcomed on Palm Sunday. And six, strength. Finally, we can pray for the strength to follow Jesus' example in our daily lives. This means being brave, hopeful, peaceful, humble, and kind, even when it's not easy. A prayer for this strength might be, "Lord, give me the strength to follow Jesus' example every day, to live out the lessons of Palm Sunday in all that I do." By praying for these things, we're asking God to help us live out the lessons of Palm Sunday: courage, hope, peace, humility, love, and kindness in our lives every day. That's what today is all about: courage, hope, peace, humility, love, and kindness. And isn't that what it's all about?